The state ferry Matanuska collided with a seafood processing dock in Petersburg early this afternoon. There were no reported injuries, but there was substantial damage to the Ocean Beauty seafood facility. There were also some dents in the bow of the ferry above the waterline, though she tied up safely at the terminal shortly after the incident. The Matanuska was carrying 60 passengers at the time. One of them was Petersburg resident John Bringhurst, who was surprised there wasn't more of a jolt when the 408-foot ship hit the seafood plant.
Well, we were up front and we're just kind of waiting to pull into the dock, and my wife called my attention to the fact that it looked like we were headed for the wrong dock. As I looked out the front of the ferry, I could see that we were headed right for Ocean Beauty, and there seemed to be no deterrent from that course. And as we came in a little closer, you could hear the reverse thrusters coming on, and I just told everybody to sit down that we might have an abrupt halt there, and sure enough, we rammed into the back of the Ocean Beauty dock there. Wasn't all that big of an impact, though. We just kind of bounced off and went on our way, so it wasn't that difficult for the passengers on board.
No one was out on the Ocean Beauty dock itself when the accident occurred. The impact smashed in a significant portion of the wood and concrete dock, as well as the waterfront face of the building itself, which includes apartments upstairs. One of the company's large cranes fell most of the way through the damaged dock. Broken piling swayed in the tide. The Matanuska had been heading southbound for Petersburg's downtown ferry terminal when the accident occurred. She was heard blasting her horn multiple times before the accident. Jim Spignesi watched it from a different seafood processor's dock.
Shortly after, a couple minutes after 1 o'clock, we were watching the Matanuska come in, and it started kind of wildly turning to the port side. And I thought it was going to start going down towards the transient dock.
Instead of hitting Petersburg's North Harbor floats, he said, she hit Ocean Beauty. Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow said Marine Highway officials notified the Coast Guard right away. According to Woodrow, it's too early to say what caused the accident.
It'll just be speculation until we do a real complete investigation, interview all the parties that are involved, and make sure that, you know, we have all our bases covered before we actually, you know, point a finger at what may have been the cause, whether it was a person or it was, you know, mechanical malfunction.
After examining the damage to the bow, Woodrow said the Coast Guard cleared the Matanuska to continue on her voyage at 4 p.m. Monday. She was scheduled to head south to Wrangell and then Ketchikan.